But when you pick out anything in your earthly plane and you use it as your excuse to feel irritation, you literally stifle the universe's ability to yield to you all that we all have lined up for you, you see. And so what you're sort of hung up on is the idea of who the agent is and what the agent should do. And we think that even though in the book world or in the entertainment world, where an agent plays a particular role as your advocate, and of all the people in the world, isn't it odd that you can pay someone to be your advocate, but you can't pay them enough to stay after it? In other words, and there's something doubly confounding about that. In other words, that you live to be my advocate, and yet you're not being my advocate. There's something really screwy in that. And we say, what's screwy in it is that you're letting somebody else advocate on your behalf. And what's even screwier about it, you're letting the fact that she's not doing a good job of advocating on your behalf keeping you from advocating on your behalf, which is the only advocating you ever needed to do anyway, you see. So in the moment that you make this agent a non-issue and stop pushing against what she's doing or not doing, you'll have movement on this in the moment. So how can you make peace with an agent that isn't agenting? How can you make peace with someone who hasn't even read the book that they're supposedly advocating? How can you make peace with that?
I guess that's my question. Do I just start the next one?
We just gave you the answer.
Don't worry about it.
Give us more.
Go on and write the next book.
What if she were an agent in name only? What if she hindered you? You made an end run around her and was successful without her. Then what? What if she got to be your well-paid agent even though she never even read the book? We're just trying to poke around till we find something meaty. Because that's where the sticking feels like to us. It feels to us that you're just irritated that she's not doing the job.
Well, part of it is that I know with the first book, she read it and she gave me some suggestions. I went back and did some editing, and then she took it out to the publishing world. And I know she's going to want me to do the same thing with this book, and I'd like to get started on that. It's been 3 months. You know, I'd like to get that done so I can move on to the next thing. So I guess that's my frustration.
Well, did you sort of get what kind of things did she find in your other book that she asked you to fix?
Oh, she wanted me to switch chapters around and, elaborate more, maybe a page or two here, a page or two there, cut a little bit here, a little bit there. Nothing big, but I think the book was better after she did it. And I know she's not going to send it out until we do that process, and I just would like to get the process going.
Why don't you get going through that book again and see if you can't anticipate what she might suggest? In other words, it would certainly stop your frustration if you would begin preparing your book for the public that's waiting for it, mm-hmm. rather than waiting for her. You see what we're getting
yes.
at?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you just have to find some way to cease your frustration without it involving the person who seems mm-hmm. to be the basis mm-hmm. of the frustration. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? You know that you've really reached allowing when you're allowing someone who isn't allowing you. You know you've really reached allowing when you have reason by your old standards to feel frustration, but by your new standards you don't feel frustration.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Good.
So you could give her the benefit of the doubt, or you could make her a non-issue. Which do you think is the path of least resistance?
Making her a non-issue.
So we suggested that you make her a non-issue, but then you pointed out how she made your book better. But then we pointed out how you could make your book better without her. See how it works? In other words, you just keep finding the path of least resistance until before you know it, you feel wonderful. And when what you want relative to something and the way you feel are one vibration about it, then not only will she be inspired to get into it, but all kinds of avenues will open to accommodate you.
Great. Really. I have one little question. I'd like to know, when you look at us, either through Esther or not through Esther, how do you see us? What do we look like? Are we light? Do you see our physical form?